Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona Garrison,
Germany.
For 45 years, a torchlight swim has been taking place in the River Aller in Celle, providing a spot of light to brighten up the dark days of February. It's an event that's traditionally been popular within both the German and British Forces communities, and this year will be no exception, as a team of plucky posties from Hona Garrison are taking the plunge. This Saturday, seven torch-bearing servicemen and women from 30 PC Squadron will don their wetsuits to take part in the River Aller torchlight swim. Staff Sergeant Anthony Campbell is one of those who's volunteered to get involved.
It all come about when we was thinking about what we could do. There's a lot of us that have just got posted to Hona, so we wanted to get a bit of work ethic, and with the Valhalla swim got made available from Q Nightingale. So she said who fancied doing it, so strangely enough I put my hand up.
WO2 Cathy Nightingale first took part in the River Aller swim in 98 when she was on a previous posting to Hona. 15 years later and back in the garrison, Cathy decided she wanted to have a go at it again, alongside fellow members of the squadron.
Sergeant Mark Richardson, 30 PC squadron up in the Hona detachment. We all went down in convoy on Tuesday night to get measured up for our wetsuits and stuff like that, and we'll all be going down as a team, so if anyone starts struggling, we can help them get down. I'd like to see if we can get down there first, obviously, but it's just obviously doing our bit for the local community.
There's a registration fee of €14, with money raised going to the Deutsche Lebensrettungsgesellschaft, or the DLRG, which is the German equivalent of the Royal Life Saving Society. With the water temperature unlikely to rise above 2 degrees, the biggest challenge, according to Corporal Keith Lawrence from Fallingbostel, will be keeping warm.
The dive club have been absolutely fantastic. When I was asked to organise the event by my troop commander, one of the things I realised was essential was we had to have dry suits or wetsuits. Now, they're not the sort of thing that are held by sports stores or gyms. So I've been quite lucky that I've been given a dry suit, so I'll just wear some warm weather kit underneath it.
The Hona Garrison posties have now joined forces with the Sub Aqua Club, and they will enter the water together along with rubber dinghies and flotation aids to help them make it down the course in one piece. Ex-Coldstream Guardsman Kevin Holmes is the diving officer for Fallingbostel Sub Aqua Club. He's done the swim several times in the past, and he has this advice for those entering the swim for the first time this year.
It's all done in a carnival atmosphere. You can, if you want, go for it and try and get down as quick as possible. But I think if you take that attitude, it just spoils the atmosphere a bit. You jump in the river and you go with the flow. The current takes you.
Andy Asprey for BFBS in Hona.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.